The Rams are 5-2 and sitting in first place in the NFC West going into this bye week. Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Kleppinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And Miles, we got a little break now where we can talk and reflect about the first half of the season. So let's break down all three phases today. And I want to start with offense because they lead the league in scoring. Man, that's a far cry from what we saw just a year ago.
Yeah, no question, Danny. It's been really fun to see this offense do what it's done over the first 7 weeks of the season. As you just said, Danny, they're leading the league in scoring right now. You've seen a lot of progress, and I think it starts with Sean McVay. That's what the Rams hired him to do, come in, revamp this offense, brought in a great staff with him. I mean, you look at offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, a quarterbacks coach Greg Olsen, an offensive line coach Aaron Cromer, just a few of the names who have been able to really bring this unit to where it is today. Then you look at all the additions they made. Andrew Whitworth, John Sullivan, Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, the list goes on. But this offense right now is really what's got the Rams in such good position heading into the second half of the season.
And you can't say enough about the leader of that offense right now in Jared Goff. Just his maturity from looking at him from last season to now, his demeanor both on and off the field is really showing that confidence that he's gained so far this season.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. It's a lot of confidence that has shown from Jared Goff. He did a lot of work in the offseason in order to improve working with that noted quarterbacks coach Adam Dedeaux. But and he's now kind of translating all of that onto the field, and you see it in the numbers. He's completing about 60% of his passes. He's got a passer rating down near 100, which is a good passer rating for almost anybody in the league as a quarterback. And you also look at just the touchdowns to the interceptions, a much better ratio than what he had last year. He's doing things within this offense. He's playing within himself. And you got to give a lot of credit to Sean McVay, to Greg Olsen, to Matt LaFleur for how they have been able to develop him and show that he can really be a good quarterback in this league.
But Miles, you mentioned some of the guys that are around him helping him out. There's so many weapons, and that's what we've seen with this offense is how much he's been able to spread the ball around. You mentioned Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Sammy Watkins, Tavon Austin now lining up at running back, Todd Gurley, of course, which we'll get to in a second. Having all those weapons around him, I think, is what's giving him that confidence.
Yeah, no question. When you have guys who can make plays for you, that means that you don't have to worry when you're throwing the ball. It's going to be caught. I think we've really seen that. Robert Woods, I think, has done an excellent job. He leads the Rams right now in receptions and in receiving yards. You've seen kind of what he can do coming over from Buffalo, where not always had the best quarterback play there. And there's definitely still room for Jared Goff to improve. But I've been really impressed by Robert Woods and the way he can make plays down the field. You see a lot of those chunk plays, those 20-plus yard plays. He's making a lot of those receptions, and so that's one thing I've been really impressed by.
Now let's get him in the end zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, Sean McVay said it too when we were in Jacksonville. If you ask some people, he did make it into the end zone in Dallas, and I am one of those people.
Very fair. But Robert Woods still not on paper in the stat sheet with a touchdown, but leads the team in touches. So let's see one in the second half of the season. Okay, I want to talk about Todd Gurley, the motor of this offense, on pace to have a 1,000-yard season right now. He's really running with a vengeance.
Yeah, not just 1,000 yards, Danny. He is on pace right now for 1,400 yards on the ground. And then you look at what he's done there in the receiving game, too. He's probably going to eclipse his career high in receiving yards either next week against the Giants or the week after against Houston if things continue as they have with the offense right now. And I've just been really impressed by the way Todd Gurley has come back after what was undoubtedly a tough season last year. Only 885 yards rushing. Now you see what he's doing. He's getting a lot of good chunk yardage plays, and that sets the Rams up for good third down situations when you have Gurley and he's getting 5 yards on first down, 6 yards on first down. Hey, sometimes he's even getting 10 plus yards on first down and helping to move those chains. So it's been a really good bounce back year for Gurley so far.
Can I give an honorable mention award out? Maybe those unsung heroes that are giving him space to work, and that's that offensive line. from Andrew Whitworth, John Sullivan, Roger Saffold, Jamon Brown, and even Austin Blythe, who's coming in ready to play as soon as John Sullivan goes down, which has happened twice now, and they really haven't skipped a beat.
No, I've been really impressed by that, too. Just the way Austin Blythe has been able to come in and have things be seamless when he is on the field at center. That's 16-play, 80-yard drive, took over 10 minutes off the clock there on Sunday in London in the fourth quarter. Austin Blythe was in at center for that. One of the reasons I think he's been pretty successful when he's come in is because he's been practicing on Wednesdays. You know, you've got two guys on the offensive line who are over the age of 30 in John Sullivan and Andrew Whitworth, so they're not necessarily practicing on Wednesdays. They're getting that vet day. That means that Austin Blythe gets to come in and he is going to be familiar not just with the guys he's playing with, but with the game plan as well, because he's kind of the one that's implementing things on that first day of the practice week. So that's been a good sign for the Rams, but just that offensive line in general, I think they've played really well. It's why Gurley has had the season he's had, and it's why Jared Goff has had the time to throw down the field as he has as well.
Absolutely. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about that defense under Wade Phillips. Started off the season kind of slow, but in recent games really has picked it up. And speaking of another honorable mention, because I'm giving out awards today apparently, but one guy that doesn't get talked about too much that's really having a heck of a season is Mike Brockers.
Absolutely, Danny. And you know what? One of the things about him is he's not necessarily playing the same position in this defense as he was before. We all talk about the 3-4. What does that mean? You know, where you're having guys at nose tackle and that. Aaron Donald is pretty much playing the same position as a 3 technique. Probably the best 3 technique in the league. We all know that. But Michael Brockers was playing the nose tackle. That's a little bit different from what he was doing before. And now he's playing at the 5 technique. So basically a 3-4 defensive end. And I think he's been outstanding at that spot. You look at what he was able to do last week against the Arizona Cardinals. Adrian Peterson had 134 yards in his debut with Arizona. And then last week, he gets 11 carries for about 21. So that, I think, has a lot to do with Michael Brockers early in the game. Hey, he's coming in there. He's getting those run stuffs on Adrian Peterson. It's been really fun to see Michael Brockers in that new position and excelling the way he has.
You can't talk about this defense without talking specifically about Aaron Donald. I think going into this season, you know, we didn't see much of him at all.
Right.
And so it was kind of like, how quickly will he get back in the swing of things with playing in game mode? I think he's done okay.
Yeah, I think he's in mid-season form. It didn't take very long for Aaron Donald to get back to that, right? I mean, we saw it in week 3 against the San Francisco 49ers, that last play of the game for the defense. He just had about enough, went in there, and sacked Brian Hoyer, and that was one of those premier plays that you're used to seeing from Aaron Donald, and now you just keep continuing to see it. He is in the backfield all the time. He's making tackles for loss. He's getting pressures on the quarterback. He's got 3 sacks so far this season. He is one of the premier defensive players in this league, and you continue to see why.
Miles, any fun plans for the bye week?
You know, I'm just going to hang around here. I'm going to watch all the college football I missed last week when we were in London and couldn't see it.
There you go. I like it. Me too. Just going to chill out in LA. I mean, people come here for vacation. Why not hang out
here,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the next game is 2 weeks from now, obviously, against the New York Giants. They are going to continue their road stint and head on over to New York. That game will kick off at 10 a.m., but for all the up-to-date coverage, make sure you head on over to therams.com. It's been a thrilling first half of the season, from big-time touchdowns to crucial defensive stops. We've got the top 10 plays so far this 2017 season.
American Airlines, the official airline of the Los Angeles Rams.
It's been a thrilling first half of the season, from big-time touchdowns to crucial defensive stops. We've got the top 10 plays so far this 2017 season.
The kick is up. It's got tons of leg, and it is good. And it is good. Zerline drilled it. The kick is up. It is true. Hits it with the right foot, and the Rams' lead grows to 29-24. Zerline's kick splits the uprights. A good snap, good hold. Zerline hits it with the right foot, and he has a new Rams record. 7 made field goals on the day. Watkins, Cuff, and Woods all lined up left. Inside give Tavon. He sprints right. He's got the first down. 20, 15, 10. Tavon goes in. Touchdown, LA. Takes the handoff on the fly sweep and throws down the seam. It's caught. 35, 30. Inside move. Gurley's going to go. 10, 5. Touchdown, LA. Under under center. Wilson throws down the line. Could be a double pass here. Tanner McAvoy comes back inside and launches to McKissick. Cody Davis picks it off. Lunging out of bounds. Airborne at the 35. Gets his feet down and changes the game. 5 to go before the half. He gets the handoff. He dodges the tackler and works left. At the 20, he's got a stiff arm. 15 turns the corner. Todd Gurley going for the pylon. And he slips in. Touchdown, L.A. Whips one left side. It's plucked out of the air. Intercepted far sideline. LaMarcus Joyner. Touchdown, L.A. The second pick six for the Rams secondary today. And Pharaoh Cooper from the near side will bring it out of the end zone. Near side number is 10. Veers to his right. Spins at the 20. Now has a block. 25, 30 down the near sideline. 40. Midfield Pharaoh Cooper into Jack's territory. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, L.A. First down play. Play action from a clean pocket. He launches. Sammy Watkins, far sideline. Over the shoulder. He made the catch. Are you kidding? Goff takes the snap. Five-step drop. He's looking left. Gurley has a screen at the 20. 15-10. Goes over the top. Todd Gurley reaching in. Touchdown, L.A.
That's why he was drafted number 10.
It's blocked. The punt is blocked and scooped up by L.A. They charge into the end zone with a touchdown. A sea of
special
blue jerseys. Capitalize on a block punt. It goes for six. Who has the football? We still can't see. It's Malcolm Brown who carries it in.
Woo! How about that? Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Am I Mike? I'm not Mike. They just like hearing my voice.
Stay tuned for more Rams 360.
There's nothing like witnessing the raw emotion on game day from the players and the coaches. And lucky for you, we have been right there in front of all the action through the past seven games. So sit back and relax and let's enjoy the best of sounds of the game.
Woo! How about that? Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Yes, sir.
I'm not Mike. They just like hearing my voice.
Yeah, babe! Yeah, babe! Right here! Right here! Pass!
Let's go
straight.
Good
job.
I'm gonna tell you this. You know what I like about here? You guys make it fun! I love coaching you guys. Let's go!
Let's go. Dominate on three. One, two, three. Dominate.
Dig deep, man. Drop your balls, man. Dig deep tonight, man.
Hell yeah.
We did too much work, man, to put on a show like this, man.
Here's the snap. Poyer to the air. On the first play, he throws. It picks the Cal Roby Coleman.
Hey, Rob off on my dog. Y'all just touch your hands.
It's blocked. The punt is blocked and scooped up by L.A. They charge into the end zone with a touchdown.
Hey, what's our celebration?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty bad at celebrations.
Hook him. Lined up left. Inside give Tavon. He sprints right. He's got the first down. 20, 15, 10. Tavon goes in. Touchdown, L.A.
Let's get it.
Hey, I feel like we're starting to go now.
I think that blade of grass touched his knee. It's going to be on the 25.
You like God.
Once they're out of timeout, 2-minute warning is the magic number. Once you get there with the ball, the game's over.
One, two, three. Family!
That's only way.
I was always a quarterback. Since I was about 7 or 8 years old, always a quarterback.
He was young. He was tiny, you know, 6 or 7 years old. He immediately gravitated towards the quarterback spot.
Rams 360, connected by AT&T.
So this is a room that we kind of turned into a memorabilia room, so to speak. A lot of stuff that I had in storage for years, just because we didn't have this room. You know, it's kind of just a fun place to go, bring friends, and just all kind of different stuff to look at. So much, all a bunch of stuff from when Jared was little, Little League. There's some draft stuff here too. This is kind of cool. This was on the table at the draft.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
That was Jared's first game against Miami.
Here in 2016, the number one overall selection, quarterback Jared Goff, is just moments away from his first professional snap.
Just odds and ends, little stuff we get, try to keep. Come in here and look at it from, you know, from time to time. I was always a quarterback since I was about 7 or 8 years old, always a quarterback.
He was young, he was tiny, you know, 6 or 7 years old. He immediately gravitated towards the quarterback spot, and we thought it was the best spot for him at the time because the quarterbacks, when you're that little, don't get hit that much, and he loved it from day one.
Football was always just like, I was playing in my backyard. I mean, it was easy. It was fun, it was easy, it was carefree, and that's what I think made me good at it.
Tall, skinny kid, who wanted to play quarterback and say, hey, let's see him throw. The thing that stood out about him in his freshman year was some of the great, like, receivers or defensive backs where they're so athletic, they make catching the ball look really simple and easy, and you feel like you can do it. Well, he was sort of like that, throwing the football.
Marin County, where we're from, is not a hotbed for football. The high school he went to was typically, you know, the strongest in the league. So the competition, a lot of the kids went there to play football. So the rest of the league, it's a good league, but the postseason seemed to be where you could tell he was separating himself a little bit from the rest. He didn't get recruited that heavily to start. He only had like maybe 4 or 5 offers. And one of them happened to be Cal, which is right where we live here. And I went there and my wife went there and we have a lot of history there.
At one point he said to both Jerry and I, you know, I don't think I can do better. I know I can't do better than Cal. That's where I want to go. And Jerry said, then just declare. Let's do it.
It was rough. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he lost 4 games his whole high school career, and he loses 11. And not only did he lose, they got rolled. They didn't lose by a field goal. They were losing by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
What's the mood in the locker room like?
Exactly what you think it'd be?
Well, when I played my freshman year and we were terrible, but I was still throwing it around pretty good and completing some balls and getting some big plays. And it's like, all right, like I can do it.
We could have fell apart real easily because there was another guy there that was highly recruited that got there before him. Could have thought, you know, looking over his shoulder, never, ever flinched the whole time.
You never wish it to happen, but it did happen at Cal, and I came out better because of it.
Bears moving the ball efficiently now. Goff back to throw, play action, looking to the end zone, looking for the bundle, touchdown, California!
Now, a similar thing did happen with us last year, and hopefully I can come out better because of it, and I think I will. I think there's a lot of things that, you know, do carry over. And he's willing to take a hit. You saw it, Cal. You see it already in the NFL his first year. He had the tools and the gifts, just had to see at that point that is he going to have the head and the heart for it.
Throw to the end zone, Tavon, he brings it in far side of the end zone. Tavon Austin brings in Jared Goff's first professional touchdown throw.
It's not a one-man job, though. It's everyone, and I'm going to hold my weight, and I know everyone else will.
He's trying to make his craft as great as he can, and he's trying to be as good as he can.
You know, when you're not winning, everyone's getting ridiculed or criticized, but when you're the number one pick, it's sort of everyone else is invisible and you're the guy.
People are going to say, well, of course it's going to be better than last year, you know, you hear that, but it's going to be.
Rams 360, presented by The Parking Spot.
Oh, no, he lost contain. What I like that you did is you escaped with speed with your eyes up. You know what I mean?
It's turning. You know, you can feel it in OTAs. You can feel it in minicamp. The tide is turning, and I think it starts with Coach McVay and everything he's instilled.
But let's always keep in sight, too. We're one team. We're still trying to make each other better, all right?
Just the expectation level is much higher this year. I know I'm ready to go, and I know guys like Todd and guys like Tavon are ready to go on offense, and Ogletree and Aaron, all those guys are ready to go on defense. I think the biggest thing is sort of taking that 1-11 year and using that to his advantage, just sort of being himself, staying the course.
I think they can expect a really hard worker, someone who's not going to settle for anything less than giving it his best and really turning this thing around and producing a winner in L.A.
He's trying to make his craft as great as he can, and he's trying to be as good as he can.
You know, when you're not winning, everyone's getting ridiculed or criticized, but when you're the number one pick, it's sort of everyone else is invisible and you're the guy.
People are going to say, well, of course it's going to be better than last year, you hear that. But it's going
to
be.
I'm excited for, training camp, get down there and get back with the guys and start to build for what we hope to be a really good year.
I don't go to practice. I don't know anybody, really, coaches or anything. I just talk to Jared, and this is what my sense is, that he's happy and he's got some weapons. Just the feel of the team, from what he says, is much better than, it was. So I think Rams fans, be ready. It's going to happen, man.